questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest, Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Our question today is a very relevant one and also perhaps a political one. And depending on the way you answer this, dear Sayyid, it can either create disunity or unity among Muslims. So inshallah you are prepared for this question. And the question, it is as follows, dear Sayyid. Doesn't preaching about the circumstances and events related to the martyrdom of the Lady of the Woman of the World, Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam, create division and also leads to disunity in the Islamic Ummah? If so, and how are we then supposed to talk or preach about this issue?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, the question is wrong. Why? Because the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha is the daughter of the Prophet. She is Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen, as you mentioned. She is the master of the old ladies of the world. And on top of that, we have many narrations in regards to this personality that the Prophet has given a lot of emphasis to this personality. Also, we know that the verse which is known as Ayat Tathir, the verse of purification, was revealed for her and her households.
Right.
And apart from that, we have Ayatul Mawadda, the verse of love, loving Ahlul Bayt,
right,
is the reward of the of what have Prophet have done for the Muslim Ummah. So when we look at this context, obviously Lady Fatima becomes a very important personality of
Islam. Central figure perhaps,
yes,
also.
And even we have many narrations, even Aisha has said that I haven't seen anyone afsahu min al-Fatima, like who is more eloquent than Fatima, or the most pious or God-weary. She has used the word atqa, or like for the abid as well. A'abadu, for example, like there are different terminologies, and she has used, like in these narrations, she has used the superlative form of these words, that she hasn't seen anyone who is more closer, more, we can say, like similar to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we have such narrations and on top of the verses, therefore it shows the importance of this personality.
Right.
Now, reading the life of this personality is necessary for every Muslim, so that we can see how the deviations were occurred in the Islam, within Islam, where we went wrong. Obviously, you know, the history is to learn lessons. It's not to tease anyone. Unfortunately, right, unfortunately, we have left the educational perspective of the history, and we have attached to the history with our, we can say, like...
Biases,
or, you know, we look at the history with our emotions, through emotions. So we try to look at the history with the emotional factor, whereas the history is being said for education, educational purposes.
We should have an objective perspective.
Yes, it is narrated to learn some lessons out of it. Therefore, when we look at the history, when we look at such a personality and what happened to her, like in her life, we need to learn some lessons, that a lady who is the daughter of the Prophet, who has been known as the mother of the Prophet, Umm Abiha, the Prophet has said that you are the mother of your father, who is the mother of two imams who are the masters of the men of the heaven. They're Sayyidah Shababi Ahlil Jannah, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, her two sons. they are the master of all men of the paradise. So basically, they are the masters of the paradise.
Right.
So when we look at this, when we look at such a personality, obviously, we need to follow her footsteps. Following footsteps is only in a way when we narrate what happened, how she lived, and obviously the incidents that happened at the end of her, like, you know, life, the last time, like age. So narrating all these things are not the cause of deviation. It is not the cause of, we can say, some kind of deviation within the Islamic world or teasing someone. It is not the purpose. The purpose is to make clear that when there is such a lady, what happened to her and what should we not do in order to repeat all those things.
So the logic here in narrating these events and looking at the her life biography, in short, is what you're hinting at. We should look at her life biography, is such to state the facts and not to come with opinions
and learn the lessons. Political. Yes,
right. And just to state the facts and learn from it.
Obviously, we need to learn because these are the role models. A role model is a role model when we can learn something out of it, when we can take lessons out of it. And the best thing about the role model, like especially the Islamic role models that we have, they do not have any expiry date. They're not specific to a specific time.
Islam is universal, never ending.
Islam is universal, especially those who are made role model by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the prophets, saints, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, these are introduced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So these are connected to the divine entity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything which is connected to Allah, it becomes divine.
Right, so of course.
These personalities are also divine.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And on top of that, we all believe on Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We Shias believe that he's been born and he's alive. He's around 1,200 years old. But in the Ahl Sunnah, they believe that he will be born.
He's not
but
born yet.
Obviously, according to our narrations that we have from Imam Mahdi, he said, "Fi bint Rasulillah li uswatun hasana." In the life of the Lady Fatima or the Lady Fatima or the daughter of the Prophet, is a role model for me.
Sayyid, it is true that there is a role model, but you, of course, yourself know inevitably whenever you talk about this subject, feelings, emotions get involved, political agendas get involved. It always creates disunity. How are we supposed to preach or talk about this subject whenever we try to talk about it, we are faced with opposition and inevitably we unfortunately create disunity?
Well, obviously, we need to go on the common grounds. We need to talk on the common grounds. Ahlul Bayt are the common grounds.
Right.
Because, why? Because in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربة. Do not ask, O Prophet, do not ask for any reward, but except loving the Ahlul Bayt. So the Lady Fatima or the Ahlul Bayt are the point of, are the common, we can say, grounds to talk.
Right.
On the other hand, if someone has some affection towards any personality, but obviously we need to think that if there is something wrong, that is wrong.
Right.
We should have this capability of accepting or admiring the wrong things that has happened or wrong policies that have been taken in the history by some people. Maybe we love them, but obviously we need to accept it. This is being open-minded. You know, that's why I said we look at the history through our emotions.
Yeah.
And this emotional factor blinds us and does not allow us to look at the faults and the advantages, like the good things and the bad deeds of a person.
We are not objective. We are just subjective.
Yes.
Right.
So basically, if there is a personality who has been loved by most of the Ahl Sunnah, that is fine. Because they have chosen them as their leaders. and they're following their footsteps. But on the other hand, we should accept that if they have committed some kind of mistakes in their life,
right.
obviously they're not infallible. They are fallibles.
Right.
The only infallibles are the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, about whom Allah said that we have taken away all the impurifications from you. It is the
Ayat
al-Tahir.
So
the other leaders who's been followed by the Ahl Sunnah or other Muslims, if they are fallible, we should accept this. We should not attach infallibility with them. That is the wrong path. That is the mistake which commonly the Muslim Ummah is doing. The people, they do mistake over here. And that's why they say it's the cause of deviation. It is not the cause of deviation. It's the mentality which you have chose.
Right.
Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the intellect. And we need to think about these scenarios or the history through the aql or intellect. And intellect says that if a person is fallible, you should consider him as fallible. And there might be some mistakes which
mistakes
have been done.
Mistakes are normal.
Yeah,
it's human
but you
nature.
Should not take those mistakes on your own self.
Right.
It's something which has been done by them. We can simply just answer, yes, the policy was wrong. We think this was wrong and it shouldn't be happened with the Lady Fatima. They shouldn't do such and such things. Those incidents shouldn't be happened. But obviously they have done it in their time. So they are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the simplest answer.
Right.
But because we follow them, therefore we need to follow their footsteps. And we follow the route of or the path of school of Khilafah, for example.
Right. But I say just on a final question, we as Shia Muslims, should we preach about this or should we just preach for ourselves but not tell others about these events?
Now, obviously, we need to make aware the whole Muslim Ummah. This is our duty, obviously. This is the duty that you talk about the truth. So we need to deliver the truth, but in a way that when we look that there are specific people who are getting been hurted because of these things, you can like be careful, like in front of them, don't talk that openly.
Right. Yeah?
But on the other side, we need to tell our generations what happened in the history, and that is the right of every Muslim to know about the history.
And on that note, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. Dear Sayyid, I thank you for your insightful knowledge. And okay. I also thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين